welcome to episode 29 of I Do Declare. I'm your host, Adam Mayer. Today, I'm joined by Aiden Ping. He's pursuing a BFA in film and television. He's a junior here at Montclair State University. Aiden, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, of course. No problem at all. It's great to be here.
All right. So let's get into it. Everyone wants to know about people's journey, how they got to decide on a certain major or otherwise. Let us know, what was some of the process behind your choosing the television and film major?
It's actually kind of funny. You know, in high school, everyone has to pick like an arts program to go through. Mm-hmm. And I can't write. I've never been good at drawing. So creative expression, I was like, oh, it's a film class, touching cameras. That sounds fun. So I signed up, and I signed up my sophomore year of high school. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've just fell in love with the creative expression of filmmaking, writing scripts, shooting movies, working with crews has just been such a great time. And I had an amazing teacher mm-hmm. back then, and I've gone on to have great professors here. So just furthering my knowledge of filmmaking and getting the chance to work on so many great sets and produce so many great films has just been amazing.
Absolutely. And I'm wondering too, given the academic side of things, were there some things earlier in your life that you sort of gravitated to? You're like, oh, this movie really affected me, or this director, or this story sort of thing.
Yeah, for sure. So I was raised by all kinds of, especially like LucasArts movies.
Of course.
Like Star Wars, Indiana Jones, that kind of like high sci-fi fantasy escapism was something I really found myself drawn towards. Mm-hmm. Like, especially like Lord of the Rings, just movies that could suck you in and tell such a great story while also being so surreal and out there was something I always wanted to do. You know, movies are kind of like just experiencing dreams. Mm. Like you watch them unfold and it's something you can take with you. And I would love to produce films just like that.
Absolutely. Experiencing dreams. I know sometimes if I've seen a good film, it'll sort of stick with me once I finish watching it. I think that's so much of the magic involved.
Yeah, just like the themes and the lessons, not just the story and the plot, but like what the films teach is just as, if not more important.
Absolutely. Fascinating stuff. So in terms of your program here at Montclair State in the BFA program, what do you find challenging and what do you find that sort of, you know, brings you to a different level?
I find that without challenge, most things are kind of useless. Mm-hmm. I think challenge provides some of the most advanced learning opportunities you can. And I think one of the most challenging yet rewarding things is working on other student sets and just going into jobs that you don't feel as comfortable with, but learning how to do them. Any student coming in as a freshman in the BFA program, your first year, you're going to be on sets almost every weekend. And I implore you to go on sets almost every other weekend, but it's going to be overwhelming. You are working with people you've probably never met before, doing jobs you hardly know how to do. But the only way to learn those things is to kind of just jump into it and learn and make those mistakes. It's challenging and it's tough. And it often feels kind of unrewarding. But the more you learn, the more you advance, and you can't get anywhere without those challenges or obstacles.
Absolutely. It reminds me of a phrase someone had shared with me years ago, nothing grows in a comfort zone. You know as well as anybody, sort of the central piece in filmmaking is collaboration.
Fully agreed. If you cannot work with other people, film just may not be the place for you. You are, every time you're on a set, you're working with other people. It's a team effort to produce a film. No one can make a film entirely on their own. Mm-hmm. So the most important part is just being a team player and helping out those around you and keeping sets a good, safe, and comfortable environment for everyone.
Absolutely. So given that sense of collaboration, you mentioned teamwork is one of the characteristics of folks in your major. What are some other characteristics that you see in your fellow students?
One of the best parts about the film program here is that you interact with so many incredible students, and each one brings their own unique thing to the table, especially on sets. I'd say besides teamwork, ambition mm-hmm. is a necessary requirement. You need to be ambitious about the work. And also just passion. I find that a lot of students get locked into the, I'm only producing a film for the grade in this class. It doesn't matter that much. And when you lose that passion, that kind of like drive to produce these films, it's going to make the major non-enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Like if you find yourself forcing yourself to like produce these films and write these scripts and you just kind of like lose the enjoyment, you're going to suffer and it's not going to be fun. I feel like you need that drive, that ambition, that passion, that real energy to put into not just your work, but if other people bring you onto their sets, you need to be just as passionate about helping them produce these films, because everyone's film, for the most part, it's their baby. You know, so you half a film is about like learning and adapting and listening to criticism, but it's also helping those around you.
Absolutely. Great points, for sure. Looking a little bit more broadly, not so much at your program, but more at Montclair State University, what are some of the resources, support, any sort of programs that you've taken advantage so far at your time here at Montclair State?
You know, Montclair has a bunch of incredibly useful, like, and not just CAPS, but there's also the tutoring system online, there's the academic advising. Two of the resources that I personally used are the Veterans Affairs Office, which helped me a lot in discovering a path forward with a couple of the potential things that I was going to sign up with. And it also helped me just figure out some problems with like the GI Bill, and they've always been incredibly helpful and friendly. And also Sprague Library, one of the best places on campus. I know I mentioned it before, but I can't do work in my room. I need like a nice environment to do it in. And I find that like the library, just it's open. The hours are incredibly flexible, which I didn't expect. It's open pretty late most nights. You can go there, grab a table upstairs, and just knock out as much work as you can. You know, it's a nice, quiet environment, and it's often one of the less busy places on campus.
Yeah, especially the second floor. You can get a real nice spot up there.
Right by the window, you could
just... I love it.
I love it. I've written so many essays up there.
That's great. So with that, those are services and things you've taken advantage of. But in terms of your involvement on campus, I know you work at University College, and I know you've had your experience with WMSC. So tell us a little bit about that, things you're involved with on campus.
First and foremost, I'm a member of Phi Delta Theta, which is one of the fraternities on campus. And that's just been a great opportunity, especially with how many like campus events we're involved in, fundraising events, different philanthropy systems. It's just been great because we are involved in almost all of the major campus events. Like we just had Red Hawk Day, where we set up a table, we greeted students, and we helped freshmen adjust, and just that's been awesome. Shout out WMSC, also an amazing program.
Absolutely.
Filled with tons of incredibly talented people. The Video Production Club on campus, incredible. Wish I could do much more work with them because the people in there are so talented. But, you know, time management on campus is always a bit tough. But yeah, you know, they're players. Players, the...
It's here.
It's amazing. They are some of the most talented performers I've seen, and a ton of my friends are in the program, and they're great. So there are tons of ways to get involved on campus, and I've only been able to scratch a handful, and I'm on my third year. So if any students are coming in looking for stuff to do, hundreds of opportunities.
Check out Players.
Check out Players. Check out Players. Check out WMSC.
Yeah, great advice. Absolutely. So looking forward, not only with your major, your experience, and then your experience outside with Players and with other organizations. Employers love to see that stuff on people's resumes. Given that sort of perspective in terms of career development, where do you see yourself going? What are some job targets potentially? You know, I know the target can change from time to time, but what are some of your thoughts on the future?
My dream, I would love to produce films one day. That's what I'm passionate about. I want to direct. I want to produce. I want to make my own little, like, worlds that I can film and, like, move around. Realistically, a little tough out of the gate, especially as a film major, but I have found myself being really comfortable with production sound mixing. So I've done that on probably hundreds of hours of student sets, where you just kind of sit there with a little box and you adjust the levels kind of just like a soundboard, but you also hold the mic for the most part. Sometimes I get a boom op, but you just hold the mic and you record sound. And that's something I've learned how to do decently well, and it's something I feel comfortable with. So if I graduate college and I can dodge the production assistant rabbit hole that a lot of like film majors fall down, I would love to get onto a sound team and just either do freelance sound work or maybe join up with a union and see how that goes. But really, graduating as a film student, it's just chasing as many opportunities as possible and latching on to the first one that sounds good.
Beautiful. Yeah. You got to be in the game to get involved, for sure. Looking even further from that, what sort of potential hurdles or potential obstacles do you foresee in the future, given career advancement, those sort of things?
Yeah, I mean, the entertainment industry is incredibly volatile. We see it going on right now with all the strikes and so on. So just getting out there and finding your place in the industry is tough alone. To get out there and kind of navigate it mm-hmm. is a whole other beast. Really, my hope is just don't stop moving. Mm. You know, never get complacent, never settle. There's always going to be a better opportunity out there. There's always going to be more people to meet. 90% of the game is networking and talking to people. Never settle for anything. Keep moving and try not to slow down, because the film world moves incredibly quickly. If you don't keep up with it, you're going to get left behind. And that's the scary part. But it's also incredibly exciting.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
I mean, that's what I love to do. I hate being bored and I hate slowing down. An industry that goes at the same pace that I like to is something I'm incredibly looking forward to, but it is a little scary.
Yeah, understandably. And I think so much of satisfaction in the world of work requires risk. So being out there and, you know, putting our name out there can be difficult, but obviously doable. You've given some great advice here. Let's look at what advice you would give yourself. Knowing what you know now, Aiden, what advice would you give yourself as, say, a freshman?
God, if I could go back, personally, I would say lay off the energy drinks and do not work any more night shifts, no matter how many you're offered. But other than that, really just more broad advice is to just, you know, slow down. Enjoy your first year. Enjoy meeting people. Mm. And, you know, take it slow. Smell the roses. You know, there's going to be time to work on sets. There's going to be time to, like, do different things, go to different events. Don't try to rush it all in, because, you know, the faster you move, the faster everything's going to go by.
Mm.
And I think that everyone needs just to take it easy. Just take a breath, watch out for, like, stress levels, and, you know, realize that the problems at the time aren't going to be the end of the world.
Beautiful. And again, great advice, and not uncommon advice. When I interview students for this podcast with that very same question, Aiden, they always say, take it easy. Don't be so hard on yourself. You know, there are certain things. Don't overthink things so much. You know, use your intuition, use your gut, so to speak. Well, Aiden, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate your time very much.
Yeah, of course. It was great. I'm happy to be here.